Well, he certainly will be.
School building.
Contemporary radio drama with a revisionist twist. This is Radio Coat. It Drones On by Butch D'Ambrosio. Directed by Casey Cleverly. Live from Radio Coat 24-Hour Newsroom. January 26th, 2013.
Tripper 7A, this is Baseland 3. You are free to fire. Repeat, you are free to fire.
Confirm, Baseland 3. That is 30 children who will never see it coming.
Tripper 7A, you know drone stands for don't really observe numbers encountered.
Of course, Baseland, but if I didn't question orders, what kind of soldier would I be?
Would be on the disposition matrix, wouldn't you?
3, 2, 1. Drone strike, delivering virtual hogs through advanced aviation and electronics since 1989.
Thank you for the joy.
You were having a forbidden simulation. I was monitoring the feed, so I woke you up.
Thanks. I guess I was thinking about work.
Again?
It's just sometimes I think we should be killing these people instead of giving them candy.
Jane.
What do you think DRONE stands for, dominate righteously over nascent evil, if we're going to just keep feeding them hearts and minds? Maybe it's time for blood and guts.
Maybe you're just tired.
Maybe.
Jane, there's something you should know. Hargrove and I and the rest of the boys, we're suing for equality in the battlefield. Don't answer it.
It's my work!
I'm your work.
You're my play. Baseland 3, this is Tripper 7A.
Come in, Tripper 7A.
Do you think men should fight? I mean in combat.
I know what you mean. I read the papers.
Baseland 3, why do we talk like this when we're sitting right next to each other?
I don't...
I'm just afraid if men fought in the front lines like us, here in this trailer, thousands of miles away, well, would it change the mission? You know, fighting Al-Qaeda in one country, supporting them in another. It's Peter.
Don't answer it.
Quick! Target locked! It's a wedding party!
Do not abort. Enter weapons package 3.
Rice, balloons, and soap bubbles. Option exercised.
Fire at Will!
Congratulations, virgin bride.
She looks about 11.
This won't hurt as much as the rest of the night. Continuing scan, seeking control.
Ha! Nice day to give lie to sordid proverb. My grandfather rode on a camel. My father drove in a limousine. I fly in a jet. My son will ride on a camel. I never fly on a jet. Now Americans are afraid to spread more love. Nowhere to hide. Wait, that schoolhouse. Certainly a drone attack on a schoolhouse would help change all the thinking of that. That's why drone stands for damage, remorselessly overdue, nudges, eulogizers. Light beer, cable TV, remote controls, and honey boo boo gone wild!
Now we are in a box! What just happened? Since when did we become a dispenser of frat house justice?
Security breach, misallocation of weaponry. Skipper 7A, report immediately to the Standards and Practices Division of the Secret Executions Committee.
But Mary!
Baseland 3, just following orders.
And we're all the better for it, but still, what's going on?
All I know is that there's been a breach of protocol.
But a man would never do that.
And it was your man. Don't answer it.
That's yours ringing.
Oh, hello? Hello, honey! Yeah! Things are pretty good at the office today. Well, Jane's husband is acting out of line again. Oh, but no. We're safe. I tell you all the time. If we were in danger, would I be able to come home for dinner every night? Listen, I gotta go. Yes, I'm looking forward to your meatloaf casserole. And your meatloaf casserole, if you know what I mean. What? What? Oh, we'll talk about that later.
What's the matter?
Until we let them fight in our stupid little war, all the men have decided to hold Babsk sex.
I suppose we can't fight progress.
Now we can only destroy remotely objectionable nameless enemies.
But we don't even actually destroy them. Sometimes I feel that all we're doing is public relations. What if we actually use these drones to destroy, ruin, obliterate, never examine?
That's crazy talk. We'd never be able to kill all the people that hate us. And by killing some of them, we'll just make more people who hate us.
Everything is so complicated. Pushing a button is easy.
Hey, sweetie. Am I glad to see you?
Don't sweetie me when I'm in uniform.
You know I love a woman in uniform. And out.
How could you do this to me? This is my job.
This isn't about you, Jane. You know I love you. Because I say, you know I love you all the time. Listen, do you really think that I want you to have a 50% more competition for promotions? No, baby. I want you to go all the way to the top. On your own merits. But what about me? How can I look you in the face when... eyes up here.
Sorry. So it's true about the no sex thing?
How can I look you in the face when I can't even look myself in the eye? I want to wear a flight suit too. I want to sit in a trailer and handle a joystick all day.
You think this job is easy?
I can handle it.
How did you even get in here? This is high security clearance. I needed 6 different keys.
I don't want to talk about it. Sometimes a man has to do certain things.
I know what it's going to be like for you. First, the belittling. Then the sexual harassment. It's not safe in this woman's army for a man.
It's not safe anywhere. Read a paper. The bus drivers are all on strike, so if you want to walk anywhere in this godforsaken border town, you've got to navigate through the illegal immigrants trying to steal your jobs, and through the gang of rapists trying to protect your honor, and through the bankers who are profiting from it all.
That's why we fly drones half a planet away, Peter. To make our world a safer place.
Well, it's my world, too. Don't you see I have the right and the responsibility to help protect it? Go ahead and answer it, I'll wait. Because I can finish it.
Somebody who was patient threw mine against the wall. That's yours.
Okay, I'm sorry. I hate that marimba's one so much, but I still forgot to change my ringtone. Hello? Oh, I went to voicemail.
Let's go. We have to see the new head of operations, and supposedly she's one tough cookie.
Listen here, see? There's a new sheriff in town, and this sheriff wears a badge and likes to join the cylinder in her sex gun. And to make people wonder if it's loaded. Sometimes she likes to put the gun to her own head and pull the trigger. Ah, you can't stop me. I won't be controlled. You take my gun away, I'll use a stapler, see? You ever see a kid stapled to death? It's not the how, it's the why. Sure, it's messy to kill only when you see the whites of their eyes. But we'll go back to it. Damn it, we will. Maybe we'll even try having the people who start wars fight them. Until that time, this is what it is, how it is, and why it's gonna be that way. You're a man.
I am a man, yes.
You're gonna get back on your women, on your woman. You're gonna get all the other men back on their women. You wanna fight? You're gonna fight. There's a new world ordered, and I'm fixing to see it through. You're a woman. You're gonna let the fellas work, and you're not gonna give them any crap. They'll never get the vote, so don't worry about it. Now get the hell out of my office, you crazy love voids.
Trapper ADA, this is Baseland 11. If you can wrap your man mind around this, you are free to fire.
So, what's this button here?
Trapper ADA, you will address me as Baseland 11.
Baseland 11. So this button here, I mean to activate destruction, recon, obliterate, no excuses?
That is correct, Trapper ADA. Death rejuvenates opposition. Now execute.
History is made by the individual and forgotten by the masses. The enemy is hated by the masses and loved as an individual by the individual. Be careful what you wish for.
3, 2, 1.
Thank you.
This has been It Drones On by Butch D'Ambrosio, directed by Casey Cleverly, presented by Radio Coat, a project of Co-op Theater East. The cast featured Marjorie Kahn as Jane and Claire, Michael Callahan as Pete, Old Man, and Pakistani Man, and Casey Cleverly as Mary. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. More info on projects from Co-op Theater East at coopthetreeast.org.